Dancer filling in for Dal Erickson. Aaron Feely also in studio today, and now joining us live on the air is a junior for Star Valley High School, Shaylee Coons, a wrestler for the Lady Braves. Hey, Shaylee, good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Wrong mic. Mm-hmm. You know, I always make fun of Dal for doing that, and then, of course, here I am.
That's the way it
wrong
works.
Wrong mic. Yeah. All right, let's try that one more time. Shaylee, how are you today?
I'm good.
Ah, there we go. Hey, first off, congratulations to you. All-American, state champ now, and now you can put All-American on your resume. Let's go back before we talk about wrestling at this national duels. Tell us why you decided to wrestle. First year wrestling this year, correct?
Yes. All my brothers have wrestled, and I've watched them all wrestle while I was growing up. And so when girls wrestling kind of got sanctioned in Wyoming, it was kind of a no-brainer that it's something I should do.
Very cool.
All right. And obviously, coming in your very first year, you won state, and that's kind of a big deal. It was the first year for women's wrestling, but for you to, I mean, yeah, your brothers all wrestled, but no personal experience in it. Kind of take us through kind of mentally where you were as you were going through the state tournament and winning the championship, and then finding out that you were going to be able to participate in this All-American duel in Iowa.
I mean, it was really stressful going to state. Always going to state when I was younger, watching the boys wrestle. It was stressful just in the stands. So having the opportunity to go out on the ground and actually wrestle and compete was quite an opportunity that was really fun for me.
And brought home some hardware, right? A third place finish for you individually?
Yes.
Cool. Congratulations. So, Shaylee, how did you get invited to this national duel? Tell us what this is and kind of how you become involved with it.
So originally, Jessica Brenton is like the head of like the Wawa, like organizing all sorts of teams and stuff. And if you placed, you had an opportunity to go. I wasn't originally planning on going, and then I got home and Dad asked if I wanted to go. And I thought it would be good mat time and it would be good to get ready for next season also. And so next thing I knew, I was headed to Casper to go.
And for anyone that's ever followed any Big Ten wrestling, and I know around here, watching college wrestling is kind of a big thing. Iowa is also kind of known for being a big-time wrestling state. I imagine the crowd support there was fairly phenomenal.
Yeah, there was a lot of people there to support everyone that was wrestling.
And, so, go ahead.
Sorry. What was it kind of like being able to wrestle in front of such a large audience like you had there? And how did it compare to what went down in Casper for state?
It was really stressful. Taking one match at a time was kind of what I was going through. In Iowa, the crowd seemed a lot bigger, just with like people from everywhere that was there. And it was tough competition for sure, definitely at both places. But going through it all, it was a good experience.
Were you the only wrestler from Star Valley to attend?
I was the only girl wrestler. There was three guys that went.
Okay.
Along.
Gotcha. Perfect. Shaylee Coons in studio, junior at Star Valley High School with the girls wrestling program. So you mentioned the competition was pretty good, but not too good, sounds like. You went undefeated? What was that like?
I wasn't sure how it would end up. I didn't think it was going to end up the way it did. But I took one match at a time, and next thing I knew, I didn't lose one. But the competition definitely, it gave me a run. It was tough.
Aaron, just so you know, she's being a little modest. I did get I did get some stats from her dad, and you had the third fastest pin in the whole tournament?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I'm just saying, you're being, you were fantastic is what it sounds like out there. And so you get this All-American status. What does that mean now?
I don't know. I feel like it hasn't really set in too much yet, but I don't know. I feel like it's a pretty cool thing to accomplish, especially as a first year wrestler.
After you won the final match, there wasn't any coach tackling this time, was there?
No, there wasn't.
I hear that's a bit of a Star Valley tradition now.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Shaylee, this is fantastic. Again, congratulations. So what's next for you? I mean, obviously you're hoping to wrestle again next year.
Yes, I'm hoping to catch a couple tournaments this summer to like carry through and not have much of a break, so I'll be really ready for next season.
And then kind of going beyond that, This was your first year. You've had great success early on. Are there any plans in your future to maybe try to take it to the collegiate level and wrestle there?
I'm really hoping that if it keeps going how it's going, that I'll get an opportunity to wrestle in college.
Very cool. Well, Shaylee, we understand you've got a track meet to get to. In addition to wrestling, you throw for the Braves, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. So, we gotta ask, because this has been a kind of a weird winter, weird spring, I should say, and you haven't been able to practice much. Actually, getting in the box and throwing. So, what have you been doing to get ready for this thing?
Our coach, he has us doing workouts and strengthening workouts and footwork stuff to get us all prepared to make sure that we're ready.
So do you feel prepared?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Kind of nervous, but we're ready.
Have you ever had to throw into the snow before?
Yes, at state last year there was snow there.
That has to make it easy to measure, though. There's no bounce of the ball, no roll going on.
Just
like,
just find the mark.
Yeah, there it is. There's the 3-foot hole.
Exactly. Shaylee Coons in studio this morning. Shaylee, thank you so much. I always like to ask this question kind of at the end, because as you remember, you mentioned you grew up watching your brothers wrestle and be at state, right? And so you kind of remember what it was like to be the little kid in the stands and watching the high school athletes play. So what's your message to now the 10, 11, 12-year-old boys and girls that want to aspire to be an All-American? What's your advice? What does it take to accomplish that?
I would say that it takes a lot of hard work and dedication, just a little bit every day, and you'll be just that much better than the person that you might have to wrestle, as long as you put in the work that you need.
Shaylee, thanks for stopping by. Good luck in Sugar City today.
Thank you.
Shaylee Coons, this morning girls wrestler for Star Valley High School on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.